Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Great to be with you tonight. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. 888-710-4476. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, if I may. I have grown up in the state of Wisconsin and have lived here my entire life. Now, I've hugged the borders. I live a leisurely walk away from Lake Michigan. I used to live a leisurely walk away from the Mississippi River on the western side of the state. So I've touched the windows, but I have lived in this state professionally, academically, as a child, as a teen, as an adult. 40 years I've lived in this state. I don't know when I started liking Wisconsin sports. As soon as I was cognitive about it, I knew I liked the Brewers. I knew I liked the Packers. I knew I liked the Bucks. I knew I liked the Badgers. I can't quite think of a moment where, oh, I like this team. It's just, as much as my eyes are blue, I've liked these teams. They are the teams that I like. They are the teams that I love. They are the teams that I root for. They are the teams that I cherish. They are the teams I have highs with. They are the teams that I have lows with. These are the teams that I like. All I've ever wanted to do was talk about my teams. I was blessed to do that for many years. I had the opportunity then to talk about sports on a national level. A national level. What an honor. What a thrill. I never imagined that I could have the platform to talk with all different versions of me. The version of me that grew up in Los Angeles. The version of me that grew up in Tennessee. The version of me that grew up in Toronto. Different versions of me. People that are diehards to their specific group of teams, and we can all gather and come together and watch these games and talk about these games and enjoy these games, have the highs, have the lows, have fun at other teams' expense a little bit, congratulate teams and fans when they get something good. And it has been a thrill of a lifetime. And I enjoy that opportunity, and I enjoy learning more about everybody's favorite team and your stories about rooting, and you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy meeting the other cities and states and countries' versions of me. But to go from a platform where it was all my teams to then spreading the wealth and talking about a lot of other teams, I became very cautious about, well, how much do I talk about my teams, even when they're in the news? When the Packers are in the news, when the Brewers are in the news, when the Bucks are in the news, you almost instinctively feel like you want to talk about them less because, yeah, I'm proud that I'm in Milwaukee. I'm certainly proud to be a fan of the teams that I'm a fan of, but I can't be doing a Milwaukee radio show in Portland, Oregon, in San Diego, California, in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm doing a show that should be digestible for the entire country. the entire continent, and anybody that listens. Yeah, some teams we talk about a little more than others. Some teams are bigger brand than others. I think everybody gets their day in the sun as long as they're competitive enough. And we try to highlight other teams as much as we can. I don't want to be the show that only knows how to talk about two teams. I don't get up here and brag that I don't watch games. I watch the games. I've watched as much NBA playoff basketball as I think is you can at this point. And I dip into the NHL, a sport I never grew up with, but a sport that a lot of people here like. Try to stay afloat with what's going on in baseball. I'm even watching the UFL. You can't watch it all, but you can give service to it all. And I think that's what we not only try to do, but I think we do that successfully here on the network, and I think we do that successfully here on the show. So why do I start the show like this? Because tonight, I will be viewing things from the lens of somebody that roots for Wisconsin sports, that roots for the Milwaukee Bucks. And when I first got into this time slot, or even on any time slot across all of these affiliates, I didn't want to ever be the guy that, oh, he's talking too much about the Milwaukee Brewers. We don't care. It's the Milwaukee Brewers. Oh, he just doesn't like this team because he's a Packer fan. Oh, I try not to do that. And initially, I really didn't talk about them as much. But I wear it that I'm from Milwaukee. I wear it that I'm from Wisconsin. And I think right away some people are like, oh, what is this? What is this product? Some people I know were complaining. He talks too much about Milwaukee. They would say that on shows where I didn't mention a single thing about Wisconsin. It's just that in the open it says live from Milwaukee. We're talking about Milwaukee tonight. We're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And when we do, it will be at the disparagement of the Indiana Pacers. A team that I have had 20 chances now over the last 2 years to watch matched up against my Milwaukee Bucks, a team that I come away less impressed with every single time. Big picture, I think they are a classless organization. I think they've got a lot of little brother syndrome to them, which I feel Milwaukee, right? He talks too much about Milwaukee. Just the liner, my guy. So I get it. But in watching that playoff run last year where the Pacers beat a banged-up Bucks team and then a banged-up Knicks team, the way that they would celebrate individually and collectively, it's like if David beat Goliath after Goliath was already on his deathbed. And then you're like, oh, I can't believe I beat this guy. Well, yeah, he's dying. But you're celebrating it like it's the biggest obstacle that has ever been overcome in sports. So I've got problems with some of the individuals on this team. I've got problems with the team collectively. And I think that should be okay, first of all. This is the NBA playoffs. This is more of a unique battle than any other postseason we get. The NHL could probably rival it. It's the similar format. But from a fan perspective, you know, baseball, a leisurely game. Football, you see them once. Hockey, they've got their helmets on. Basketball, we get to see these guys' expressions on the teams we're rooting against every single play for 2.5 hours a night for 5, 6, 7 games in a row. And it's natural that if I'm rooting for my team, the thing I like that my guy does, if your guy does it, I will be bothered by. Me cheering one way as a fan, I'll be annoyed if you as a fan cheer the exact same way. That's how it goes. That's how it's set up. And it should be okay for me or you or anybody to be a fan of a team and end up not liking the team that you're playing against. Detroit and New York. By the end of the series, held by game two of this series, not one single Detroit fan should have anything positive to say about a New York Knick and vice versa. That's fine. And over the years, I have vented about opposing teams. And I'm venting about the team in a very natural setup. And it's always the same response. You mad, bro? Cry more. LOL. You deserve it. It's just the same repetitive nonsense all the time. I have a right, and I am entitled to not like a team that beat me. I'm entitled to do that. And so are you. Pacers fans are entitled to feel the way I feel about the Pacers, about the Bucks. You're entitled to do that. That's part of it. So what am I so upset about tonight? Well, I'm upset that the Bucks lost, if you haven't figured that out by now. I'm upset that they lost. Big picture, I'm upset that every time a Wisconsin team loses, it's got to be in the stupidest way possible. This team's up 7 points with 37 seconds to go in overtime. They can't run an inbound play to save their life. They can't defend Tyrese Halliburton, who probably went to the basket on them 17 times a game for 5 games. Then when they do finally inbound the basketball, it goes through Gary Trent Jr.'s fingers, who they're only in this spot because he was making big plays. And then there's a skirmish at the end of the game because of course there is. I'm watching this final play here that you heard off the top. And let me tell you what Tyrese Halliburton's dad is doing the entire time. So his son makes a bucket. That layup that eventually won the game. Tyrese Halliburton's dad is sitting baseline. He gets up to celebrate and grabs a towel that he has had in his hands with his son's face on it. He is on the baseline holding it up and cheering. Giannis Antetokounmpo then is sort of, there's the free throw line, then there's that arc above it. He's standing there with his hands on his hips, being like, oh my God, this is nuts. He's dejected. Tyrese Halliburton's dad then walks straight out to the floor with the towel in hand. Remember, he is a fan sitting in a fan seat. I don't think this is a Drake situation where somehow it's okay because they fake titled him team ambassador so he can stand in Nick Nurse's pocket on the sidelines. Senior Halliburton takes this towel, goes around Giannis, sticks it in his face, and starts jawing at him as Giannis is there expressionless. Tyrese won't give it up. Pat Connaughton comes to try to separate him. And then when Giannis goes through the handshake line, there's another conversation where Giannis is directing his feelings at Tyrese Halliburton's dad. How is this allowed? Oh, we shouldn't storm the court. Fans shouldn't be involved. I don't care that this is his dad. I don't care if it's his twin. I don't care if it's his brother. He's a fan. And he came on the court to taunt Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Now, here's why I led up with everything about myself. Because that is a take that I would have in any setting. If any player's dad came up with a towel of his kid's face on it and then stood 2 feet in front of the other team's superstar in an elimination game and started jawing, it would be unacceptable. And I would say it as such. But the reaction, because I'm a Bucks fan and this happened to my team, is LOL, you big mad, cry more. Just say it for what it is. It's unacceptable. I am not impressed with the Indiana Pacers at all. I don't think they're a top three team in the East. I think the Cavs will destroy them, unless what happened last year when I thought the Knicks would destroy them. Well, then they all started getting hurt. Doesn't matter. Sportsmanship is not a thing that seems to be tunneled through this Indiana organization. Like, in a race, you know, if you're in a race and you're behind a guy and he trips and falls, I'm not saying you need to be pass it on commercial and stop and help him up and then you both lose. What the Pacers would do in that situation, though, is curb stomp your head as you're already on the ground and then turn around and laugh while they do it. That's the way this organization behaves. That's the way that I've seen them act. Stealing basketballs after the game. Having your dad come up and get in your face. The constant jawing and barking at a team that's a shell of itself. So I think that this organization needs to learn some lessons. I don't know when they do or if they do. But as upset as I am for my team losing in another dumb way, as we seem to have this intersection a lot lately. Oh, Bart's show starts? Oh, Bart's team is in the playoffs? Oh, well, what just immediately happened before he went on the air? Can any of my teams lose on a weekend? But this is obnoxious and inappropriate and uncalled for. And I'm embarrassed for the league. The other thing that is really bothering me is now everybody is circling the wagons on Milwaukee and Giannis, as they have done for the last 12 years. And now it's time to have that conversation, of which we will do. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is The Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler alongside Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti on the updates. Giving my, well, I would say a little more than 2 cents on the end of the Bucks and Pacers. As Indiana's going to move on to take on the Cavs, who beat a Heat team that didn't even try. I'd rather lose that way as a fan than this. Don't give me this false hope. And I had no hope that the Bucks were going to bring this back to Milwaukee for a game six. And then I did. And then they didn't. And I, even if they won this game, I think they'd probably lose in game six. And if they won that, they'd lose seven. And if they won that, they'd lose the next series. It's not a championship team. I did not have my team's championship aspirations shot down tonight. But I'm still annoyed because they always find the dumbest way to lose. If you're going to lose, just lose. Every team I root for loses the stupidest way possible. Why? Other games in the NBA tonight. The Pistons were able to do what Milwaukee couldn't. They went to New York, got a win, 106-103. So that series will go back to Detroit. New York still leads 3-2. The Celtics are up right now on the Magic. They're in the third quarter. They're up a point with 5 to go. Boston's looking to close that one out. And the Nuggets and Clippers just underway here. That series tied 2 apiece. Talking about the altercation, I'll call it. The exchange. FanDuel Sports Network. What the hell's the official name? FanDuel Sports Network, I think. The Wisconsin leg of that. Steven Watson, Steve Novak breaking down the footage that I described to you is John Halliburton, Tyrese's dad, came out on the court to essentially get into Giannis's face.
Scene here inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, what set him off was Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
Well, boy, John Halliburton, a guy who obviously has raised an incredible son in so many different ways. He referees in the state of Wisconsin. And as you see here, Giannis, this is post-game out on the court with this guy, Pat. John Halliburton clearly said something to him that he didn't like. T.J. McConnell trying to kind of calm him down. Who knows what exactly was said right there, but there is no doubt this is the ultimate form of competition is playoff basketball. These guys leaving it out here watching this game. It really was why you watch live sports, and it's why you love playoff basketball. Look at
Rick Carlisle getting out there too, having to, of course, get in on it. I don't know really why. I did not preview Giannis's post game. I would normally just rip it and play it for you, but Giannis has been swearing in these post game pressers, so I don't want to do that. He did say, he's quoted by Jake Weinbach as saying, "I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming at me, disrespecting me, and cursing at me, I think is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable." Now, for what it's worth, Tyrese Halliburton talked as well, is not sticking up for his dad.
As far as the incident between Giannis and my pops, I had no idea it happened until I got to the back and was showed the video. Me and my pops have talked about that, and I don't agree with what transpired there from him. I think basketball is basketball, and let's keep it on the court. And I think that he just got excited, saw his son make a game winner, and came on the court. But I think we had a conversation, and I think he just needs to just allow me to just play basketball, stay over there. I'll come to him to celebrate. But I think just the emotions of the game just got excited there. But I talked with him. I'll talk with Giannis eventually about it. Just I don't think that my pops was in the right at all there. Unfortunate, what happened in the end there. But I mean, this series was a lot of war of words, a lot of war of antics, a lot of stuff going back and forth, and that's just part of this rivalry and what we've built here over the last couple of years. And it's unfortunate what happened there, but I think it's just competition. And as far as my pops, again, I don't agree what happened there. We'll have a conversation. You know, everybody's grown men, and you know, we'll just go from there.
So credit where credit's due. Good answer from Tyrese Haliburton, knowing that there's really no way he can stick up for his dad. And what a nice position for his dad to put his son in, where he had this incredible moment. I mean, it was a game winner. It was a game winner, a series clincher at home. Should be able to celebrate that a little bit. You are flying high, he said, kind of blacked out, you know, as you would in that moment. And then he gets back to the locker room and team official has to come up to him and be like, Tyrese, I got to show you what your dad did. My dad, he was just sitting in the stands as an adoring fan. Yeah, well, he was, but you know that towel he has of your face? Yeah, he got up in Giannis's. You know, if I may pull up a chair, I'm a 40-year-old man, okay? I believe I'm in, yes, I am. I'm in the millennial, maybe the geriatric millennial group is what they refer to us as. The mid-80s babies, early 80s babies. You know, we grew up with nothing technology-wise, and now we've got it all, and we have the experiences of what life kind of was like, and then now what it is like. And I look at some of the, what are we in now, Gen Z? I look at a lot of these players, and then I look at a lot of their dads. And, you know, I don't want to be the old guy that's like, hey, these kids need to act better, because what's going on with John Haliburton? What's going on with T. Morant? Why did Shedeur Sanders fall? Like, what's going on here? Gary Trent Sr., okay? So it's not an entire generation of people, because Gary Trent Jr. was having a great game until he wasn't. But Gary Trent Sr., the broadcast kept showing him, and he was emotionless. He was just like, I can't believe it. What's happening? He was emotionless. So I don't know what the hell's going on, but it was rough. Now, what's going to happen here, and I could talk about this a little bit more tonight, and I understand that I've talked for 30 minutes about Bucks Pacers. I'm not apologizing for it. One, it is a story. And two, that's what I'm choosing to talk about. So, yes, I am from Milwaukee and I like the Bucks. But that's what you're going to get from me. Okay? All right? And you know what? It's about time somebody does. We can't just all sit here and talk Cowboys and Lakers all day. Or Syracuse or Northwestern, when they have one good football season every 10 years, you got to hear about it. Because everybody in the media went to one of those two schools somehow. Now it's all, oh, Milwaukee, got to get rid of Giannis. Milwaukee, was that his last game as a Buck? Type in online, Giannis, last game as Buck. You'll get 9,000 people saying the same thing. The way he went out tonight leads me to believe it's not his last day as a Buck. I don't think Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to go to Bucks management and say, hey, I'd like to leave. But I don't know if that's the question anymore. And that's what I want to get into a little bit later. Because for so long, as soon as we realized Giannis was good, the media, the national media, has been trying to get him out of town. And not just out of town, but to a bigger market. And at times it's felt like, oh, get him to the bigger market. But a lot of it's felt spiteful to Milwaukee. And I will say that, and I do mean that. Oh, it's just Milwaukee. They don't deserve a championship. They don't deserve Giannis. He's being wasted there. They wasted him. I don't want it to go the same way that Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers did, where you have an incredible talent and you win one title with them in 15 years. but I don't know if you win a championship with someone. We don't ever say, oh, the Mavs wasted Dirk. So why do we say the Bucks are wasting Giannis? And if they are, that's for me to say. Not you. It's for me to say, okay? I can talk about what's going on in my walls. You stay out of my living room. Right? That's for me to say. But I think what's interesting about this situation is, while I still don't believe, because he's signed here, he's re-signed here 3 times. I think he enjoys it here. I tell you, I see him out in public all the time. They are mostly unbothered. People will, like, text on their phone, oh, I'm somewhere where Giannis is, but they respect the family space. I mean, if you're a super celebrity, which Giannis in Milwaukee is different than Jalen Brunson in New York. It just is. Because, like, there's not... The second biggest celebrity here is... Well, there's two lawyers. One that for the longest time was the only guy in the billboards. And now there's another guy trying to out-billboard him. So the three biggest celebrities in Milwaukee are two billboard lawyers and Giannis. And they let him be. So I don't think he wants to step out and say, hey, it's time for me to leave. But I think the Bucks might be in a situation that for the betterment of their franchise, they may have to be the aggressors. In this era of player empowerment, they might have to move on from the one guy who is willing to keep his roots down where they started growing. So that's something we can talk about later tonight. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I just know there's some people that are... I just know there's some people that don't like when I talk about my teams. I just know. I know there is. I've heard from them. The silver lining for you is it's April 29th. The playoffs go till mid-June. The Bucks have no more games in them, so we can get back to the Lakers, Warriors, Knicks, and Celtics in due time. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get an update on all those other games. Here's Marco Belletti.
The biggest moments in the games.
Like a drove, finds Trocheck. Back out to Barkley. Good throw, the shot! Barkley, good throw in overtime!
The biggest voices in sports.
You're asking me dumb questions, guys. Really dumb questions. Jesus. We done? Thank you.
The heartbreak.
Edmonton will finish +5 in goal differential, but without a Stanley Cup to celebrate. A devastating loss for Edmonton, but an exhilarating win for Florida.
The celebrations.
A dream 30 years in the making.
Yeah!
Is it real?
Yeah!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. It is also the last day of the Milwaukee Bucks season, as I called yesterday on the Bulletin Blitz. So at least I was right. And so was Bart, because he had no inclination this season would continue. So let's start off with Giannis post-game. Just came in the system. So Giannis taking subtle shots at the Pacers, but I think respectfully, here's Giannis saying, hey, you won, but be humble.
I believe like being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won a championship. They haven't, okay? And that doesn't say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort.
This whole problem and the whole issue that I have is they act, the Pacers do, like they've won multiple championships or that they're beating the Bucks team even that won the championship. The Bucks team that they beat the last couple of years is a shell of itself and has been hurt. And they're running around out there like... It's just remarkable that they did it last year against the Knicks, too. I wish, as a Bucks fan, the series is over. I should move on with my life. But now I'm going to intently watch Cleveland and Indiana as if it's the most important thing that ever happened to me. Because I want to see the Pacers go down because of how disrespectful they've been. It's just stupid.
Well, you'll get your chance pretty soon because the Cavs did indeed sweep the Heat yesterday, 138-83. One of the most lopsided elimination games I'd ever seen. I mean, it was really pathetic on Miami's end. So I want to do this. I don't do it often, but I'm going to do a back-to-back here. We're going to listen to Donovan Mitchell saying dominating Miami in this fashion was special. But also, we're going to play Bam Adebayo right after that, saying changes are coming to the Heat this summer.
This is special. I was telling him, like, this is your first playoff series. This is what you're watching. This, like, some of this isn't normal. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, appreciate the moment. Appreciate, you know, we've said it all series. This is not a 10-seed team. Like, you know what I mean? This is a very talented team. That we're playing against, competing against. So enjoying the moment. I think we've maybe got 2 days to do that, and then it's time to lock in on whoever it is.
What needs to change? I don't know. It's going to be a lot of changes this summer. Just from my point of view, understanding how, you know, the guy with the silver hair works. just be prepared for that.
Well, I think what we see in these 1-8 blowouts is they're already lopsided enough. Maybe we don't need to be allowing a team that was 37-45 into the postseason just because Seriously. They can beat up on a team that was 39-43. I mean, they were a 10 seed. They can say what they want at the front of that and say all the nice things, but Miami's not good, especially after they traded Jimmy Butler. You know, you get Wiggins back for them. That's not equal. They're not good. They shouldn't have been there. They should have got swept, and they did. This is Eric Spoelstra's team, man. I don't even know as good of a coach as he is that he had any prayer. And how old is Pat Riley? That's who Bam Adebayo was alluding to. 80 years old? Yeah, maybe, Pat. Maybe we're good in Miami. Maybe team president, you know, take a page out of the Packers playbook. Mark Murphy's 70 years old. They won't let him be president anymore because they have a presidential age limit. Isn't that something? Pat Riley's 80. He ain't giving that up. Maybe he should.
Yep, and that'll be one of our caller folds as well because maybe it's time for Heat culture to change, because Heat culture as it is right now, it's dead. Let's go to yesterday's Warriors win over the Rockets, 109-106. Jimmy Butler, he wound up leading all Golden State Warriors scorers with 27 points. But one of the highlights of the game is just Dylan Brooks really being a antagonizing gnat, as he always is. So Jimmy Butler's like, you could see him like mouthing his lips like, okay, just you wait. Well, Jimmy Butler went ahead and did his thing in the second half. After the game, he makes it clear, Dylan Brooks, yo, I can't stand this guy.
Jimmy, you and Dylan got into it. It looked like you guys were having fun. Like, took it back to the playground. Almost, it looked like. What was it like out there? And it looked like you guys were, like, going back and forth. Did you enjoy that element of the game?
No, we're not having fun. Give me a record for this. I don't like Dylan Brooks. So we're never having fun. I'm a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor. But, there ain't nothing fun about that.
All-time dumb decision and dumb tactic by Dylan Brooks. Why are you poking the bear? Jimmy Butler had 4 points in the first half, I believe. Finished with 27. Because you poke the bear. We know there's a playoff Jimmy. We weren't seeing playoff Jimmy. You tested the boundaries, and then you got playoff Jimmy. Stupid. Rockets had plenty of opportunities to not be down 3-1 in this series. And yet they're down 3-1 in the series.
Yeah. I mean, be careful what you ask for. Last one here, because if we don't play any football, this segment is null and void. It's almost illegal not to talk about the NFL. George Kittle and the 49ers get a deal done. So here is his message to the fans. This is courtesy of the 49ers social media.
What's up, guys? George Kittle here. How you doing? I'm doing great. We got that four-year extension. Going to be here plus 10 years. Have a good one. A lot of good times. Get the faithful fired up. Don't you just love good 49ers football, sweetie? Let's go.
Was that supposed to be comedy?
Yeah, that was terrible.
There's so many people that, like, have a comedic cadence and then don't say anything funny. That's from the J.J. Watt School of Broadcasting right there. Anyway, I'm mad about the Bucks. Knicks fans, you got a series lead. They might be more mad than I am. They're not, but we'll tell you what happened in that game between the Pistons and much more. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.